Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live Sunday edition. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That number, and you should write it down or, you know, record it in your phone or whatever makes you happy. I think going directly to the phone is probably the way to do it. Just open up a new contact, put FTL, and then put in 603-283-6160.
Go old school. Commit it to memory. Never forget it.
I had the other one, our previous call-in line. I had that committed to memory, but it's no longer up here, but I'm sure I could rattle it off if I had to.
When you get arrested, the one number we want you to remember to dial when you're making your one phone call.
It's Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, who else has a landline anyway?
603-283-6160. These are actually voiceover IP coming through a router. 603-283-6160. Because we haven't had enough discussion of crime, we're going to another piece here about from Mises.org by Wendy McElroy.
Yep. Female Wendy McElroy, as far as we know. Victim-centered justice. You better? Okay, good. Victim-centered justice is a threat to due process. Trauma-informed justice has percolated in academia and activism for decades.
Yeah, so I already hate this term, trauma-informed justice.
It was in quotes in the article.
I know.
Okay.
First off, everybody feels bad for victims of crime.
Of course.
You know, and I don't know about you guys, but I've been the victim of crimes.
Yep.
And I certainly don't want more crimes committed, and I don't want, victims to be unheard or anything like that. However, I also don't want traumatized victims writing laws and basically determining how we're going to mete out justice in, you know, sort of the modern legal system. I don't think it makes any sense. I think it's bad form generally.
When it comes to activism, a lot of times what needs to happen is the creation of a victim in order to gain remedy from the state. The most recent example for me that comes to mind is the mask mandates that have been handed down in some of the cities. And you can't fight the city on the mask mandate until someone violates the law and gets arrested for it.
Right.
And my suggestion is when it comes to, like, activist activities like that, it's important to present a sympathetic victim to the people. So
I think that in that circumstance, that's true. That's just sort of human nature, right? Like, right. Rosa Parks wasn't the first person to stand up to the back-of-the-bus rule. But she's the one that we all know because she's the one that people got behind. By that, I mean, civil rights groups got behind her because they thought she was the most sympathetic.
Right. So if we're moving in the direction, whether or not, you know, we're going to go through the article, but whether or not this gets walked back in the future, right, what we have now is the move towards trauma-informed justice. And then in my mind, the question becomes like, okay, if that's how it's going to be, if we're going to be doing activism, how do we present that aspect of it forward when we're doing, you know, the civil disobedience stuff?
I don't think you can do it. Okay. I mean, libertarianism is almost exclusively white males, and there's very little social sympathy for them at this time.
Right, which is why we have to, like, pick our activists more carefully if we're going to go about doing that kind of stuff.
Well, there you go.
Well, I wanted to ask you, so you don't like the idea of someone who's been victimized in such and such a way writing the laws for it. Do you think it's much better to have a group of people that are emotionally distraught by someone who's been victimized in this way writing it? Because
I don't think we should have our any parts of the judicial, the legislation, the any of this stuff informed by emotionality. I think we have to step back from the situation. I think we have to determine, you know, what's right, what's wrong, who did what, and all these sorts of things, rather than just sort of because, you know, I mean, let's where we're talking rape previously. Let's use a rape victim for an example. Do you want a jury full of rape victims sitting, you know, at a rape trial?
Because the victim does.
Am I the prosecutor?
Right. Yes. And what I'm like, basically.
If so, yeah.
That's right. Because, you know, like, I don't even. I've never seen this woman in my life. Who cares? You're hanging. You know, and
that's what just, they all say.
That's how it's going. That's what I mean.
Mm. Well, and I. Just to, yeah, put that one little libertarian nudge in there. Obviously, the right answer is to have a competing system where different ways of forming these laws can be tried, and then we can figure out the one that people like the best, instead of having a single set that absolutely everyone has to do. So whatever way anyone comes up with that actually works to make laws this way, we all have to put up with.
It is now knocking on the door of local police departments to demand changes that could upend the basics of how people relate to law enforcement. The approach converts the police into social workers or therapists and erases the due process upon which traditional Western justice hinges. It also increases the odds of wrongful convictions.
Yeah, I mean, so if you want police officers to be social workers and therapists, you've gone to the wrong group of people. It's unlikely that we're going to just purge police departments and bring in a whole new crew of folks.
Right. But there have been cities that are trying that social worker approach to certain emergency phone calls.
Sure.
Right?
Like, it's probably a good idea with, say, domestic violence or something like that.
Right.
Like just a guess.
The police should only be called in an event where violence is, and we've gotten to the point where violence is the solution, and we have to, like, harm somebody else because of their actions.
Well, and I think the biggest part of this problem is that people have no tools whatsoever to deal with anything going wrong. So whenever anything goes wrong, they go immediately to, call the police.
Yeah.
There's no fries at the McDonald's. This violates my worldview. Something is wrong. I don't know what to do. Call the police. And I wish I was making that up, but that happens.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree, too, is that, you know, people get the government they're looking for. If you've called the police and then they shoot your autistic son, what did you call them for in the first place? What did you think was going to happen? I mean, because people really believe Andy they're Griffin. Getting social well, workers and therapists.
Part of that is conditioning that when something goes wrong in an emergency, you call 911, you get the police.
Right? Indeed.
It's police, fire, or medical. Well, it's not a fire. It's not a medical emergency. It's an emergency. So what's left? The police.
Right.
The catch-all for all of that.
And part of this is just the general infantilization of our entire civilization. Okay, you get raised up in the school. What do you do if something goes wrong? Well, better tell the teacher.
Right.
And okay.
The government
right.
employee.
Yeah. Right. A government employee. Which, of course, is just an extension of, like, when you're a little kid, something went wrong, you tell your parents. Which is actually a good idea because they know a bunch more than you. But we get stuck culturally.
Going to authority figures. Yeah.
Exactly. We get stuck in that mode, which, of course, is exactly what the people who are wielding power want, because they like wielding power, so that everything that goes wrong, instead of having any tools to actually do something about it ourselves, like, you know, grown-ups, we have to go to the real grown-ups, the police.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to minimize going to an authority figure either, though, because when something's wrong, that's who you consult, right? Car breaks down, take it to the mechanic. Air conditioner stops working, call the HVAC guy.
Yeah, you're talking about people who are an authority on a subject.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that police, when called, are not authorities on how to deal with mental health emergencies.
I agree.
And people choose to do that.
But there's no number to call.
These are adults. I got it. There's no number to call.
Yeah.
But these are adults who, presumably, if they've got an autistic child, have had an autistic child for the entire lifetime of an autistic child. And will probably realize that hey, law enforcement isn't the best person to deal with this. Or, you know, like, I mean, I'm not saying good. I'm just saying the probable almost certain future of bringing men with guns to deal with your mental health problem is guns.
Because that's the tool that they have.
When every job, when the only tool you have is a hammer, every job looks like a nail, and their tool is a gun.
And my tool is a phone, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Sunday night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're hearing us between those hours, we're live. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Article from Mises here where we're talking about victim-centered justice and its threat to due process. But before we go on, I want to talk to you about ForkFest 2021. Well, it's 2021 now. I hope you're writing that on your checks these days. And do people write checks?
I work at my normal job. People write checks all the time. It's so annoying.
Okay.
Because then I got to go do a deposit, take it to the bank, just transfer it.
Your normal job is beyond a time machine?
I don't know what that means.
I've seen, like, two things ever that asked for a check, and, like, no one uses checks.
Yeah, well, I have older customers, and it's not required that they write checks, but we give them a cash check.
It is an option.
It is an option, and people will choose that option.
Well, the option to go to ForkFest is open to you. It's between June the 28th and July the 4th. So the Porcupine Freedom Festival comes directly before it at Rogers Campground, where ForkFest is. And there's no cost to ForkFest. You know, we're not charging you a ticket price. You can do whatever you want. You can open up a vending booth. You can give classes. You know, you can do live music, whatever you're planning for ForkFest. You should let others know in advance, though. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, because there is no official anything with ForkFest. It's forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June the 28th through July 4th. We'll see you at forkfest.party. So let's go on with this article here from Wendy McElroy.
Female at the Mises Institute. I was told by Mark to keep saying that, using her name, to make sure that as three guys talk about this subject, that the article is brought to us by a female. Trauma-informed justice, sometimes called victim-centered justice, involves an interview methodology in which the police prioritize empathy for an accuser who is automatically considered to be a victim. Rooted in trauma-informed...
Now, this goes on at college campuses across America.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they, you know...
Believe all women.
Right. And
unless they're accusing, like, Joe Biden or someone, that doesn't count.
Believing, right. Believing's one thing. Having evidence is another.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... Really?
Well, if you believe them, then you don't need to see the evidence, Mark.
That's not the way it works.
There was even that consent poster for college campuses. It was like, Johnny was drunk. Susie was drunk. Susie could not have consented, so it's rape on Johnny.
Yeah, something to that effect. As though, you know, both of them are inebriated.
Yeah.
One of them has been raped. The other is a rapist.
And it's male-female.
Well, you see, sure, the man got raped in that situation, too. We just don't care.
Indeed.
Rooted in trauma-informed feminist therapy of the 1960s, the methodology is especially favored for allegations of sexual abuse, such as domestic violence, where the accusers who come forward are overwhelmingly female. The methodology...
Now, I have heard, seen statistics that suggest that domestic violence is probably about 50-50, but it's reported more often by women.
Oh, yeah.
And believed
more
often
to get beat up
by male cops from women. Like, you know, no one cares if your wife hits you with a frying pan.
Yeah. The methodology was refined by Russell Strand, U.S. Military Police School, who offered the Forensic Experiential Trauma Interview, FETI, as the way to question presumed victims without making them relive an assault. According to trauma-informed trainers, the police should conduct investigations according to three broad principles.
Okay, what are these broad principles?
Number one, the accuser is automatically assumed to be a victim even before any verification process occurs.
I don't know what they mean when they say that, but I don't have a problem with presuming that they're a victim. You know, okay, so you say, ma'am, that you've been raped. I think that that's worth an interview from the police, you know, to me.
Well, not that she needs to bring forth evidence that that crime?
Well, not for an interview. I mean, she pays these people's salary. Yeah, she should get an interview out of them.
Well, investigating something is one thing. Believing them is a different thing. Now, you don't have to believe someone is telling the truth in order to investigate their claims. And in this case, it's a really big problem because we have this idea that someone is not guilty until they've been proven that way. I mean, in theory, that's how things work. And the problem with believing the victim automatically is that you are presuming guilt on the part of whoever the victim accuses.
So that's part two of this first principle. The accused is automatically assumed to be guilty based on nothing more than the allegation.
Okay. I see some issues with that, but all right. You have to have someone who's accused in any given circumstance, right? Like, I've been raped, but I don't know who it is. I don't know exactly what to do with that statement, you know?
Well, that could very easily be, you know, like the college party, right? You pass out in the room.
Yeah.
You wake up.
So what are we going to do? Take all the men at the party and interview them and see what happened?
Well, you pay their salaries and the interview is worth it.
Yeah, well, good luck putting that situation together. Okay. I've been to parties where I couldn't identify anybody.
Understood.
Well, I mean, do you have something better to do than investigate a rape charge?
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Or even if it's not rape, right? You're walking down the alley, you get bonked on the head, your purse is stolen or whatever.
Right.
You've been accosted.
Yeah. Like,
you don't know who accosted you because you were knocked unconscious. And
you've been robbed. Yeah. Aggravated battery.
And that is a big difference of like, okay, well, someone bonked you on the head, but if you say this person did, well, that is the situation where, I mean, if we're going to have any kind of a system of justice,
right.
Once you've identified a specific person for a specific crime, we have to assume until we know better that they're innocent.
Sure. Well, I guess my point was that Mark was suggesting that you needed to have the accused in order to investigate the crime.
You don't need the accused to investigate the crime, but you're probably not going to find somebody. If the victim doesn't have, say, somebody to say, then it's really difficult to figure out who it was. And, you know, just sort of the way things go around here, it's not like the police investigate most crimes anyway.
I would agree with that in practice.
Most of the time when you're calling police, you're saying, hey, I got such and such stolen from my house or my car was stolen or whatever. They may come out at some point and give you some kind of written report so that you can turn it into your insurance company. And that is the end of the story.
Right. Well, but in modern society, what is the alternative then? If we're going to say, like, you know, you get robbed, you get something stolen from, like, you just go on with life. That sucks, but you don't call anybody.
What are you saying? If you get your house burglarized?
Anything. House burglarized, my example of getting bonked on the head and having your purse stolen.
Well, I think that once you're in the realm of violent crime, an armed robbery,
sure.
Bonked on the head, is something the police are going to start looking at.
Yeah.
But if you don't know...
Like I think if you actually want this crime solved... Get a private investigator.
Okay.
Man, I don't know. I get that private investigators are a very libertarian thing, but the best I can tell, they really don't do much. They just bill hours.
But you wouldn't even entertain the idea of filling out the police report just so there's documentation of the occurrence and something.
I don't. It's not like I'm interested. I'm just saying that. Look, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the police or a private investigator or anything, and you don't have any, you don't have an accuser, somebody you're accusing, you don't have any evidence. You might as well nurse your head wound back because you're not going to get crap out of this. The statistical likelihood of you getting something out of it is slim. Go get a scratcher. You're much better off. Scratch-off ticket. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. The House is set to deliver an article of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow against former President Donald Trump for inciting a riot at the U.S. Capitol. The trial is set to begin the week of February 8th. A growing number of Republican senators say they oppose the trial, dimming the chances that Trump will be convicted. However, Senator Mitt Romney of Utah believes there should be a trial. He tells Fox News Sunday.
I wish that weren't necessary, but the president's conduct with regards to the call to Secretary of State Raffensperger in Georgia, as well as the incitation towards the insurrection that led to the attack on the Capitol, calls for a trial. And, you know, if we're going to have unity in our country, I think it's important to recognize the need for accountability, for truth and justice.
Meanwhile, as many as 5,000 National Guard troops will remain in Washington through mid-March to provide security around the Capitol. You're listening to USA Radio News. Someone accused of sending death threats to a Capitol police officer and member of Congress has been arrested. Story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Department of Justice has revealed that a Texas man who allegedly participated in the January 6th Capitol insurrection also posted online death threats against Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and a Capitol police officer. Garrett Miller of Richardson, Texas, faces 5 criminal charges stemming from the January 6th Capitol insurrection. He posted on social media pictures of himself at the insurrection. He also wrote that the officer who fatally shot a 35-year-old Trump supporter deserves to die, and tweeted that someone should assassinate AOC. According to the DOJ, he was arrested Wednesday, and federal prosecutors are asking a judge to keep him in jail pending trial. A hearing is scheduled for Monday. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We're talking about consent in the, no, it's not consent. It's a victim, hold on, what is it?
Victim-centered justice.
Ah, victim-centered justice. And, you know, the advantages and the pitfalls of all of this, I see them, I see it going, you know, several different ways. I like the idea of victim-centered justice to some extent as it's portrayed on college campuses and these sorts of things. Because we know that bad things sometimes happen. By the way, it's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Richie Rich.
And I think that the judicial system could be far too harsh in certain circumstances. Now, I don't want to downplay date rape or something like that, but I will say that there are times in young people's lives, and let's just go with college here, college freshmen, they're pretty young, they're 18, 19 years old, and perhaps, you know, communication around sex isn't as mature as it could be, and something goes wrong. And I don't think that lives need to be ruined over this.
Well, as a white male, you would say that.
Exactly, right? I mean, that's exactly how I feel. But also remember that I am an attempted rape victim. I spent 8.5 years in prison, and I can assure you, you don't walk out of that situation without, at the very least, attempts Okay? And I'm not talking about half-hearted attempts. I'm talking about attempts where one needs to physically defend oneself. And I'm glad to have walked away from that with simply being able to stipulate attempted.
So now, I mean, I could be wrong here, but as far as I know, we have nothing in rape that is analogous to what we have in murder, where, like, so if I accidentally kill somebody, that's one thing, and it's not good, and it will be a problem for me. You know, manslaughter's no picnic to get convicted of. But it's a very different thing from murder one. Like, okay,
yep.
We know you went out there with this intent, you knew what you were doing, and you decided to do this awful thing. Whereas, the situation you describe, 18-year-old, 19-year-old people, like, making a legitimate mistake while they are trying to figure out how to do sexual communication, as compared to, nah, we're going to roof here, it's going to be great.
Right, or clock her over the head, drag her into the bushes kind of thing. I mean, like,
so rape light.
Well, I think that there's a spectrum here, and the word rape is a very strong term.
I agree.
So, like, for instance, I can think of something from my youth that could have gone completely differently. I'm going to use as clinical terms here as possible to describe this. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be an adult situation. So I'm dating this young lady for some time, and we, progressed in our relationship to the point that we would disrobe. No intercourse would occur, but there would be, slipping and sliding around. If you get my
petting.
What's that?
Petting.
Pet. I suppose we can use that and some. Disrobed and, doing stuff. A simple shift of my pelvis could have put, could have changed the situation. Now, I've never considered it for a moment. But now in my, adult life, I'm like, well, that could have happened. And then, like, she was definitely not consenting to that particular activity. But it could have happened, and it could have happened very easily without her consent. And it would have been a very spur-of-the-moment thing in the heat of passion. And on one hand, this is sort of this is the little start of the spectrum of, lack of consent, all the way up to some much more terrible things. Just talking about this, nobody seems shocked. I don't see your jaws aghast here. Like, you get that it could happen.
They may have described the exact circumstance where you can slip and fall into someone's genitalia.
Right, that's exactly right. Please, go on.
So just to recap a little bit, the broad principles, the accuser is automatically assumed to be a victim. The accused is automatically assumed to be guilty based on nothing more than the allegation. This dynamic reflects a core belief of the hashtag MeToo movement, believe all women.
Yeah.
The leading proponent.
Except for the ones that accused Joe Biden.
Well, his vice president believed her. Throwing that out there.
Not anymore.
No, well, let's walk it back then.
The next time he gets a chance to trip into a meat grinder, he's gone anyway.
He's got
the vaccine. I'm sure he's going to be fine.
Hey, according to a caller from the other night, it's not actually Joe Biden anyway. It's his twin because Joe Biden was right-handed and this guy's left-handed.
Oh, I thought it was the earlobe thing.
There are some interesting memes on his earlobes.
Yeah. I see you're bought into this conspiracy.
I will say there are definitely too many Bidens. I don't know how many of them Joe.
Anyway, there was like a meme like right after his presidency. He's like, Joe Biden taking a trip to like Arlington National Cemetery. I'm like, damn, that was quick.
Yeah, that was a good one.
The leading proponent of the trauma-informed approach is the End Violence Against Women International, EVAWI group, which argues that believing accusers is the starting point for a fair and thorough investigation. If EVAWI is taken literally, however, further investigation seems to be unnecessary. Any accusation is proof of guilt and is grounds for conviction. Why investigate?
I don't know that I agree with Whitney McElroy here when we discuss this, because for the if the cop believes the accuser, that doesn't mean that the state's attorney does. It doesn't mean that the defense does. It doesn't mean the jury does. It doesn't mean the judge does. You know, what we have is an adversarial system, for better or for worse. I'm not attempting to defend the system at this time. I'm just saying that what we have is an adversarial system. In an adversarial system, one side says one thing. The other side says the other.
Well, we also know that the cop side is valued higher than anybody else's.
I think that there's a real problem with the way things are described in courts of law. I think judges need to be abundantly clear, and they're not. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I want to stop before we do any questions to this particular witness. I want you to know this witness may be a law enforcement officer. He may be in a uniform. I may have let him in here with a gun. But his words are not to be taken as any more valid than anybody else's. He, like everybody else in this room, has told a lie in his life. So the next words out of his mouth, whether he swears in the Bible or not, could be lies. Now, that would be some interesting stuff to hear said, because nobody does that.
Yeah.
We just presume that everything that the state says is, you know, juries seem to presume everything that the state says is true and everything that
the... Well, they're the authority.
Yeah.
If you're the defense
attorney,
he's got
the shiny badge and everything.
You're going to get a quick sidebar with the judge on talk like that in the courtroom.
Well, this is one of the reasons that I advocate for sort of having an attorney with you, but being able to do your opening and closing statements. It's your trial. You get to do what you want. And I'd be talking to that jury. Now, again, I'm a talker for a living, and not everybody is as eloquent as I, but I'd want them to know this is a real live human being that they're turning over to the machinations of the state. The soulless, uncaring, grinding gears of the state.
And again, you have to be sympathetic, because if you're not sympathetic in that aspect either, talking to them is going to make you look bad
right
as well.
Yeah.
And it seems like the reason for this is something that shouldn't be, like, if police were doing their job, you know, the job that ordinary people expect them to do, not the ones that we have come to expect from you know, their track record. But if they were doing the job of, okay, someone comes to you with a rape accusation, you investigate it. Someone comes to you with, you know, a mugging or a murder right. or something, you actually do your right. job.
I agree with you. This seems like a reaction to a lack of action on the part of the government bureaucrats, that these this EVAWI organization, In Violence Against Women International, is saying, look, we go to police stations all the time, we report rapes, and they don't do anything. And I mean, you know, that in and of itself is bad customer service. This really bad customer service. If my wife, my mother, my sister, don't have a sister, you know, anybody I know goes to a police station to report a rape, I'd like them to do something about it.
There's no money in that.
Well, I don't know. 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind.
Oh, Rich.
Let me go up a number. Terribly sorry. I need to clear my throat. And these guys simply were not ready for me to do so.
I point to you, and you say your line. I have lines?
That's what it seemed like. What are we doing? This is not the protocol.
All of a sudden, Rich is like, what is my catchphrase?
Does he want me to give out the number? I don't have the notes in front of me.
You're right. Giving out the number would have been great.
Okay.
But you don't know it.
I don't have it memorized.
It's so easy to remember.
I've got the only memorized. If you want them to call into that one.
Right.
Using my handy mnemonic device.
Right. I don't even have a mnemonic device for this one.
603-283-6160.
Very good.
All right.
That's better than me.
Jesus.
I don't have it. Yeah. Anyway, I want to quick tell you about the AMP program. That's AMP AMP, like advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So it's amp.freetalklive. And I want to thank Edwardian, who is a silver amplifier, for amping the show. And you could be an amplifier like Edwardian by going to amp.freetalklive.com. You're supporting not only liberty-oriented talk, really the only liberty-oriented talk show on the radio, but you're also supporting the ability for anybody to call in about anything they want. Freedom of speech is something that people are concerned is diminishing in the United States.
It's a legitimate concern.
Yeah, it's a legitimate concern. And we're trying to increase it as best we can. So, you know, here on Free Talk Live, you can call in, talk about anything you want. There are very few things you cannot talk about. You cannot use certain words. You cannot threaten people. You cannot do a few things.
And those aren't Free Talk Live rules. Those are like FCC guidelines.
Yeah, those are guidelines. I mean, you know, we enforce what we wish and in what ways we wish. But, yeah. So, there you go. Amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Tim calling in from Washington. Tim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Yeah, that's good to hear. A couple questions. Thanks for doing the show. I've been listening to you guys, and I'll get to the law enforcement application, but I had one question about the Divvy Project. Have either one of you invested in Divvy Project?
Yes. Free Talk Live is in and of itself invested in the Divvy Project. Yeah.
Got it.
What
do you think? Good.
At this moment in time, Divvy is, all the other cryptos are going up and Divvy is not. And I don't know if that's a precursor to a precipitous rise. Well, it's been strange using the term precipitous and rise together. Precipitation falls. But is that a precursor to a great rise? I don't know. I'm hoping, but at the same time, I kind of believe in what Divvy's doing anyway. So
that's an important way to invest.
Yeah.
To believe in it, to support the project itself, rather than just looking at it as an investment tool.
Right.
As an investment tool, right.
Right. And I mean, obviously, when people, people putting their money in someplace, they want the money, they want it to, grow. And ours has. There's no doubt about it. We're up several times from what we put in, and we're happy about that. However, there have been, it's been a slow roll downhill since its peak middle of 2020. And right now, with all the other cryptos going up, we'd have more money at Free Talk Live if we had switched over from Divvy to another thing. Now, you can't guess how things go. And, by the way, as soon as you should hope we do, because if we switch out of Divvy, then it will skyrocket. It'll fly up like
surely
a balloon.
Will,
that is one thing about all cryptos. Like the reports on why a certain cryptocurrency behaved a certain way, in my opinion, is usually after the fact and speculation. Right. No one's able to predict it.
Right.
They're like, well, this happened in China, so all of a sudden Bitcoin's skyrocketing.
Right.
The opposite happens, and it does the same trajectory, and they're like, it's because this didn't happen in China, and Bitcoin is skyrocketing. There's nothing to do with it.
Within hours of, some cryptocurrency going up, someone's creating a narrative, a story as to why it occurred.
Right.
This person was not creating that narrative 10 hours before that. And that's because you just can't guess what's going to happen.
But people try to find patterns in those narratives. They go like, well, they're doing it again, so now this is going to happen.
Yep.
And you get the exact opposite result. And they go, well, why? I thought.
Right. I can't give you. I can't tell you the people.
If we had that crystal ball, then we'd be. We would have been invested in Bitcoin way back when.
Right. I'm not going to pull my Divvy out. I'm happy with where it's at and what it's doing. I'm just going to let it continue to ride because I like the project and like what they're about. I did talk to, today's Sunday. So end of last week, I spoke to, somebody who purports to be an expert in the arena of, guessing what things are going to go which direction. It's their job to do that. And that person, there were two of them, suggested that it was BTC and Ether that were the places to be. And I don't say this because I get something out of them being, advertised on the show. I simply do not.
You don't have any dog in that fight.
I don't. I mean, I do own BTC and I do own Ether, but... I suspect that I don't think it would make a difference me saying it. In fact, but what I'm doing is that I believe the most important people when I'm on the air are my listeners. So I'm going to give them all the information that I have. I'm not going to hold anything back.
But BTC is down 20% from its all-time high.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's crashing.
I don't know.
Oh,
that.
It's crashing down to only time and a half its record high before.
Let me bridge some law enforcement stuff.
Okay.
I've called a couple of weeks ago, and we had a pretty good discussion over how a case investigation should occur.
Okay.
So when we talk about sexual assault, obviously it's a very hurtful
sensitive
subject
for
a victim.
Sure.
It affects them very deeply. Now, the question of whether the suspect is guilty or not all bases on the principles of fair, impartial, and unbiased. Law enforcement should, at least where I come from and the way I was trained, law enforcement should conduct a case impartial and unbiased without the threat of harm or retaliation. And then you follow the evidence. So that is the key elements to getting to the truth. Each individual case is individual. Locations are unique. The people involved are unique. They may know each other. They may not know each other. And I've done a lot of cases, a lot of casework where the victim just doesn't know the perpetrator. So
that has to be some of the worst stuff, right? I mean, just from the outside looking in here, I'm guessing those are the worst scenarios where the victim doesn't know the perpetrator because, you know, that perpetrator probably just has to use straight-up violence, right?
Generally speaking, yes. That is normally the case.
That's a drag in the bushes kind of awful
thing. It's not the situation where the people are at the bar, they were drinking, next thing you know, hey, let's go for a ride, and then you have a not quite a date rape because it's the first time they know each other, but kind of that level of date rape.
Yeah.
And look, I've been involved in patrol for a long time, and I've broken up my share of potential for sexual assaults to occur solely on the basis. And I pulled the girls out and I asked them specifically, do you want to be here? Do you know what's going on? Are you comfortable with being in the car with that individual? And I've had a victim say no. And that's a little hair-raising experience when that occurs, because now you actually realize that, okay, now I have a perpetrator in that car that doesn't realize that he may potentially be going to jail.
Right.
So I go back to the same thing. When a complaint comes in, and you talked about a college situation, okay, so I've dealt with those. And a lot of times, the college situation is really difficult because the perpetrators, generally speaking, know it. They've known each other for a while. So now you got to determine, that's where the fair, impartial, unbiased, without the threat of harm or retaliation comes in.
Mm-hmm.
You take the interview. You judge their credibility. It doesn't automatically make that person who is accused
guilty
a defendant.
Right.
It doesn't. Okay? In most of the cases that I dealt with, they would talk to me. And a lot of times what I would see is an athlete was involved. Not because they're an athlete that you don't go and investigate the case, but you treat their statement just like you treat hers. Fair, impartial, non-biased, without the threat of harm or retaliation.
As the accused, though, that statement is going to be used against him.
Tim, do you want to hold the line?
I can't, sir.
Okay. Hold the line, please. Yeah, it's got to be very interesting, and the idea of having a law enforcement officer here to talk about what it would be like to do an investigation into a sex crime, I think it's fascinating stuff. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom. At a discount, go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sport Kilt.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.